Morning. In this week's parsha, we find the mitzvah asay of benching out of zavot and rachta. Let me just begin with the parsha Dvar Halacha. There's a famous classical argument in the Eger Shulchan Aruch and Tzimim Kufay Vav, where he declares what would be the din of a child who ate the meal and he's ben yubay's last year of being a cotton, and then he's still within the shear equal within 72 minutes, and he's still satiated from his meal, and now he became a mitzvah. Is he mechuyev the bench midaraisa or not? There's a ribui nafkimimis. What does this depend on? The same thing with a gersh and a geyer in the middle of the 72 minutes, whatever. It revolves around the question. There's two words here, bachalta the sabot. Which is the operative word? Is it the achila? The maisa achila is mechayev benching. Asher al kein, here he was a cotton, he wasn't a machiyuva, there was no achila. Or simchat is that which is mechayev benching is the v'savata, when you're satiated. So as long as it teuch kidei shir equal, you're chayev and benching. And Rebekiva Eger blinds by a tzorochim. L'chura, right? There's a chinuch in mitzvah tof lamed, where he says that there is no sheer kavua of how much you have to eat. But let's say a person is a ravosim, and the sheer normally by benching is a gebe, right? But this particular individual, a big lad, he's 7'3", 700 pounds, and the sheer of a kebeya is not smazbiya for him. Is he chayev in benching the rice or tzinish? Is it subjective to the person or is it possible? So the Sefer Achinuch Paskin, so brings the Mishnah Berurah, whatever, that it depends on the person, not on the sheer. Asher Alkein, it seems from the Chinuch, that what is the operative verb here? The Besavad. As long as you have to be satiated. And if you personally are not satiated, we could, in fact, the time I would go through, you could try to be told this of Achlikas. The Rabbi Seinu Rashi brings from Rabbi Yisam in Brochot Tafan Beis, whatever is a derech to be kebeya, suda Allah, yechayev midarais in benching. So if you ate a kebeya, yechayev, even if you. We can talk about it. Marvos. The Gemara said, Erech and Dav David. Everyone is chayiv to bench. Kahanim Leviim in Israel. What's the chiddush of Kahanim? So the Gemara says, if they koyin ate from the shiore hamenochs, right? It's bread, you have to wash, right? And so I would think that after eating the milcha, he doesn't have to bench. Why? Because it says in Pasuk, but achul oitzel asher kupor v'hem, v'hai kapori, you're eating it as kapori, not eating it as eating, as divirushus. Kamash malon, right? V'chalto v'savoto v'isnu. He had hanu. So, the Har Tzvi, from the Tzvi Frank, brings from the Ripella, the official Pella, when it's beer on Sefer Mitzvah of Rasag. What's the shakl batarya? What's the habamid of the Gemara? What's the... The Hava, this is Mamesh, he's wanted to be told this in the Chakir of Givegim. The Hava Mina was, what is Mechayiv benching? Vachil. Asha Alkin, when did the Torah say you have to eat? When it's Rishus. Masha Egin, if you're doing it for the sake of the Mitzvah, right, there's no Chiyu. You're eating it as Kapara. Kamash Balon, and afterwards I found Taka in. In the Gemara Erchin in the Gersha Meragoyla on the side, clearly Kamash Malon that the Savata, the Iker is the Tzvi. So therefore, Paskin the Har Tzvi, and I can bring a whole list of women who similarly agree. The Iker narrative is what? The Iker Kvetch is the underlining is what? The Tzvi is Mechayev Benji, not the Achila. No, there has to be a. Where is the Bachalto? Everyone asks. Why did the Hagdolos they found from the Imrebidim? So why did they say Bachal? Is the Charei? What kind of sphere is Mechayev you in benching when it's, it has to be al achil. If I give you food intravenously, right, you have a chayt to bench on. There's not the maisa of achil. Comes along the Chazanish in Archaim and Simon Chavches, and he asks a glaring question. The Gemara says in Brachas Nafem Ches, who was misakin the first bracha of benching, the bracha of Hazon, Moshe Rabbeinu, when they ate the moon. Moshe Rabbeinu misakin the first bracha, Hazon misakin. Hello? Yeah? L'chura, how could you make birchas chumt, or you said they made birchas amazin on mud? But the Gemara says in Brachas Nafem Aleph that you have to bench toich kidei shir iku. As long as it's not been digested, as long as you could survey it from it. Was there any svia from the mon? The mon was nivla be'evorin. There was no svia, it didn't lie in your stomach for 72 minutes. It just was nivla be'evorin. Hello? So the Chazanish asked, how in the world could there be a chiyuv of benching on mon? Chazanish is kasha. So he brings the chakira of Rikiveger. Is it the achila? Is it the sphere? And then he declares that this would be totally, right? What is the reason that the shear of benching, you can only bench, toich shear equal, right? What is the reason for that? So that gufa is totally in Kiveger's chakir. If you say what? It's the ikar kvetch here is the word. Right? So as long as you're zat, as long as you're satiated, as long as you're full, the chiyuv of benching of chatchila from the continues. Right? But obviously you have the kasha from the mon, right? If however you say what is the operative verb here, vachalto, the chiyuv. So why could you what is 72 minutes chiyuv? Calls man your subveya from the food, there's no hefsek. So you can continue. Oy bazoy, everyone is moida, right? That immediately after you eat, you're chayim ben shimidaraisa, even if there's no, not that the svia, the shir of kideiku, is there shouldn't be a hefsek between the achila and the benching. Aber if you ate, even though there's no hechadins of svia by the mon, and you're following hello. Then there's a chiyuv to bench on the mon. Is the chazan ish l'shito, so he holds that the ikar is the achila, not the svi. Are you with me? And since it's the achila, which is mechayit, nor vos, the shear of 72 minutes, is only there should be a hefzik, right? Therefore, you immediately after eating the mon, Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin the bracha of hazon. You got my drift, hello? That the Chazanish, because the Chazanish paskin, that the Iker is what? The Achila, not the Svi. The Kasha, this Kasha doesn't really start that much, because first of all, when was the Torah, when is there a mitzvah of Achalta B'Savoto? Hello, continue the Pasuk, Verachto. Ala Oretz HaTeva. So it could be, the Matan Yom just says, the old mitzvah of Achalta B'Savoto only started when? When they entered me, the mitzvah only given now when they're about to enter Eretz Yisrael. I'm not the head of the Zukav that we'll discuss. Moreover, it could be the bracha azon is connected gufa to the Eretz Yisrael. That's why you mention Eretz Yisrael in the bracha. Masha Enkin in the midbar, right? There was no chiyuv of benching. So why did they? You ask me. So why was Moshe Rabbeinu misakin the bracha of azon? Says Rabbeinu Becharia in Parshas Beshalach. The Yisoyin of Berachas HaMozen on the mon was learned from the Pasuk, V'yadatem ki ani Hashem al-Vikechem. It's not the mocker of Achaltem Zavot in Zuch Parashah, only given in year 40. It is a nitzah of Hakorah to remember who is the one who gave you. Hakorah Tatoy, you had a no from something. Moreover, right? I think there's a whole talk of time, you got no time. Look at the Chavatelos as learning yourselves. Even if you pass him that the ikar is the sphere, not the achila, or by birchas hamozo the rabbonon, i.e. you eat just the kezayis, right? Everyone is moida, even Ricky Vager, that the ikar is what the achila. So Hello? A chiyuv, to put it very simply, as for and say, there's a rov in Bnei Brak, Kukus and Sofer, Shmuel Eliezer Stern. So in the same place, says, the chiyuv the Raisa could be what on the Zvi. Right? The Rabbonim, when they were misakin benching, even for less than a Zviya, Aschei Akroa, they relied on the Pasuk, which used the word Achila, and therefore they paskin, you have to have what? A Kezayis, which Stam Achila is the Kezayis. You got my drift? There's two Shittas here. We'll call it, I don't know, we'll give an Eger versus the Chazmin. Right? Is it the Achila that's most relevant, the Maisa Achila, or is it what? The Zviya. I thought Paskin Tahar Tzvi, I can tell you the Tzvi Nerov and David Mishar, numerous Paskin, like, this is Sefer HaChinuch, Udi Imei, Ben Rogesh and Moragoyim, etc., etc. The Iker Kvetch is what? The Tzvi. Faker, they ask on the Chazanish, Porsche the Kasha, that's Kneged Halach, Kneged the Haskomas HaPoizkim, the Akhrenim, the Pona Meirois, Mechaz Chinuch, the Berge Yosef, Opach, what happens if a person ate? Kneged Tzvi. And then he was makia. He vomited everything else. Completely. You have to venture not. Hello, Earth?
Sveya, no?
You're not Sveya when you vomit up everything you ate, my dear friend.
Shas, Mashiach, had a time with Sveya before you vomited.
Hello?
Before.
Think. Oh. It's totally in this chakir. Oh. If the ikar is the achila, yes, you ate. If it's the Sveya, you're not Sveya now. Hello, you vomited it all up. And the Paskin, hello, we go through, but not incomplicately, right? That what? Hello? That if you vomited up what you ate, you're not chayiv in benching. Certainly not enough tape. Hello? Right? It, by the way, they asked this, oi bazoi, shells with the shayla, right? But the chasm ish is not again, it's again to put on the ears, but the kingdom of hulu. So they asked this of Chaim Kanievsky, and he said, "Kindumani that he heard." He said, "I'm not a chroy for Shmuz, that the Chaznish taka paskin. If you're makia the sud, you have to bench him." But behem the ikar is the achim. Roy, what?
At the dalit koisis, you wouldn't have. At the dalit koisis, you wouldn't have that chakir, would you?
Why?
Because there the zinyan. Yeah,
my dear sweet holy brother, I don't. You ask a rabbi.
I don't know if you have a Makia,
I got it.
Anyway, okay.
It's a different time.
Yeah.
Use it for your
Shabbos
Agolah.
Okay.
You got my drift, hello? So according to most poskim, what is the Iker here? The Svi, I saw of Nasha Klein in Zeher Lakhtera, brings us of Emes and Kairach, B'Shem, the Zeda, the Vizharim, clear that the Iker is the Svi. I can see a whole list of poskim. Over Haguf for Tzorachim, why is it that way? I'll give an example to you. Everyone knows Machlokes are Meir and Yid Rabbi Huda and the Gemara Brachas. According to Rabbi Meir, to be chayiv the iraisa in benching, you have to not only eat,
drink.
You have to drink. According to Rabbi Huda, if you only eat, you're chayiv benching. By the way, there's not. Well, how do we paskin? The sun. You're chayiv in benching with the iraisa even if you only eat. Nevertheless, there are more paskins. Right? If you have two people to lead the zimun, one ate and drank, and the other one only ate, so a chayish l'chatchila for the das Rabbi Meir, and therefore, this derech agam, which the whole ashrava was not at the time, or though we don't want to talk about, the grichendu, which says, oy bazei av dig naf kemina l'alocho, l'shitasei, many argue in the grichendu, says Rabbi Meir, done, if you would have, you ate k'dei sviya of bread, food, whatever, and you didn't drink, and then you benched, and now you then went ahead and drank. You shouldn't drink within 72 minutes if you ate and benched and didn't drink. Because now the sheep is Rameir, you have to bench with the Raisa, before it was only with the Rabbanon. Hello? We don't pass it like Rameir. Therefore, don't drink between those 72 minutes. Hello? But I see here Alkoponim. The Torah was, it says, when do you have the bench? The Iker is Sviv. So Shelzuch, the Shailah, why by all other Gidre Achila in Torah, is together is what? Mais Achila. And here by benching, the Torah is Makbid Davka on Sviv. Well, simple, easy question. So to understand this, let me just ask you 10 other questions. Jews always answer questions with questions. Very simple, but the money I once spoke about just before. First, I'll be Matzia 6 questions which the present Tal Rebbe Zolbezun Tzayim Yishalayim asked. Simple question to cash. Question number one. Where does the mitzvah of Achalta B'Savota appear? This week's parsha. In what's the record? What's happening here? The Torah is speaking about the gadlus of Eretz Yisrael. Right? You with me? Okay, let me just add, before I begin this kasha, let me just add you another kasha. What would be, Mishmur Lezer Stern says this word, what would be if a person ate a kezayis, not a kezayis, but he is zapped, he is satiated from the kezayis that he ate? Hello? An afgamina would be, right? Huh? If, question simple, afgamina would be, if you were a kohen, hello, and you ate kapul, a small little amount, but in the Beis HaMikdash, at times of Shimon HaTzadik, there was a miracle that whatever amount you ate, you were full. Would you be chayiv in Beis HaMikdash? Same kasha, forget. The Chasam Sofer and Shalat HaTshuva, the Rechaim Simon Memtes, says chlor, you're chayiv. Is the charayim, that's what, the sheet, that's what? The sphere, the sabot, which is the charayim. You with me? It's like, and if you ate a little bit, it becomes, as Rav Stern explained, it's like a berry. If you eat a berry, it's a little teeny ant. It's not a sheer of anything. It's not a achil of the gadites. Why are you over? Because it's achshavet, because it's a berry, has a sheer. Aldero said you eat a small amount, eat a gadites, but you have sphere from it, right? You with me? Another nafkamina in this halacha, which is dependent on this machlokes in the Gideger Chadnish, right? When you eat your kibbeah or kezayis, you have to eat it, you know, the bench, midraisa. Kibbeah achilas pras or not? Okay. Think about it. Hello, Earth?
Of course.
You're a holy man. I see many people, hello, they wash, they eat a bit of challah. They didn't eat a kezayis, not leil Pesach, where they eat the kezayis, kibbeah achilas pras, they filled with the wash. And, hello. This is Talin, this is Nafkamina. This is Talin, Nafkamina, this is Chakir. If the Iker Kvetchir is the Svir, so as long at the end of the meal, you're Soveya, even though you didn't eat the bread, a Kabeya, whatever, you're Chayyab the bench, because at the end of the day, you're Soveya. If the Iker is what? A Maisa Chila, Maisa Chila has to be whatever, but there's the Achilles Pras. Hello? I must tell you, just by the way, there is a famous primogod all over the place. When does the Torah makbid for a kezayis normally? Hello? Begidre mitzvah saseya mitzvah sloizase. Ober stam achila could be even, like, here a different fort. The fact that the brain that in the mitzvah that I saw the ikar kvetch of the sphere. This rabbanon, it could be what even the, by the way, derech agat the chnseifer brings from his rebbe, the half floor. Learn the kataychi parches to chukuzi. Here it says in Pasuk, there does a smichus apsukim. It says, Machaltem lachmachem l'soiva, the Gomer, v'nosati shalli boards. What is the smichus, Machaltem lachmachem l'soiva, so that there will be shalli boards. So he says, the Eibishter gives us, the Gemara says, the Malachi Ashar has asked the Eibishter, why you know upon him Yisrael? So he answered, because I said, Chalta B'Savot, and they medacted him, Alatam HaKizayas HaKibayim. By the way, the Chasam Sofer teaches, it's not Pshat. Torah says, only Kedei Svir, and came along, called yourself medacted. But if you're not Mechuyuk, HaKizayas, right, that's Brachal HaKol. So he says, even if they eat Kedei Kizayas, you're following. But they're Soveya, they're nevertheless medacted to eat the food. That's a whole other shmooze with Eric David about Rav Belzer, whose yard site is Sunday. He forced himself with his fingers to finish off the Shir and Shabbos because whatever other spiritual reasons. Not mitzvah. Anyway, that's another whole shmooze. Says the Haflo, So because Yidden are medaktik in Birchas Hamozen, right? Therefore, bichuneko, But what if, hello, you're eating and it says, so you're not medactic, because here we said according to the Iker Kvetch is the Soiva. Iker Kvetch is the Soiva, so you're not medactic, like you're hiding at the bench. Hello? Therefore, there's no Nesias Chain. If there's no, has the Yisrael Melech of the Yosef Lecha Shalim. The Shalim comes normally in the Tzad Nesias Chain. The Nesias Chain becomes because you're medactic in benching. But even mechuyev in benching, it's no diktuk, no extra chumr. That is the chidur, that even if a chalt of lach of the seiva, then a sati shal nebo. Al-kabana mikola now, it's obvious that what is the yisoy of, according to Moshe, we spent the whole time talking about it, I don't know, another time. The ikur kvetch in benching is the svir, of a hagufa, tzorachim, question number one, why dafka by benching, a contradiction to all other areas of achim and teirah, is the kvetch the sphere, the safe being satiated, and not what? The maisachim. What's going on here? Okay. To understand this, let me just throw in my 10 questions. Number one, the mitzvah of achalt of zavota is in the context of Eretz Yisroel, right? Eretz like the skin of Zev Olechem, Lezev Sokolba, Eretz Havanev Barzel, and Eretz Havanev Bechoyish, the chalt of Zavot the Berach. Hello? Yeah? Shtel the question number one. Me yemer that there's a mitzvah sasei, the bench. Maybe the Moshe Rabbeinu is mitayer. What is going to happen? When you enter the promised land, you'll have this, that, and the other thing, and you will eat, and you'll be satisfied, you'll have enough, and you will give thanksgiving to the aged. And the endless Ramban, Al-Asar was like, Dr. Kragis, says, Ein lechanam. It's a besura toiva when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll have what you need, right? And that's the simple chat and traditional mikvah. Rabbi Seinu Darshu, Mikanshi Shmitzu Zasei Teraisa Benchi. Chazal had a Kabbalah, that the Chalta Vizavotra is a mitzvah zasei. Aber, good, the Haguf Fakasha, why did the Torah tell us the mitzvah zasei of benching, the way Chazal understood, right? Dafke in the context of entering Eretz Yisrael. Targum Yoimnesen says on this pasuk that the heaven zehirun bisman b'asun ochlen b'sveyin. You have to be zohir when you eat that you should bench. Why is the dafke a zehirus dafke in benching? Chaim Kanievsky once said he was eating by his uncle's dish once, and someone in the middle of benching with maramis in his hands to somebody else, whatever. And the Chazon Ish looked at him and he said, hello, that what you do in the middle of Shemon Esrei also? And the Svarim HaKadoshim say that endless benching is the Raisa. Shaking tefillah three times a day is certainly the Rabbono. You have to have more stringency as the heroes in benching than tefillah. Which Derech Agav, one of the inyonim of benching, it's all the Svarim of Molidness. A big Indian to be zohar to bench only with a chassidur, with a bencher, not palpel. Milanu gadol than Chaim Uzer. Chaim Uzer once said on himself, he doesn't know what the word shichu means. You know, I know people personally had kol ha'teira kula, not only teira kula. They tell the story that the Chaim Uzer, after 40, he was also Rishi Beruba in Yonetzi. So all gemachin, all business ventures, and all whatever, halvos, with whatever business deals, right, were done through Chaim Uzer. And Chaim Uzer had in his house a huge ledger, all the detail, day of repayment, etc., the amount of money, l'chol, l'chol. When Chaim Uzer was moving house, the ledger got lost, got misplaced. His family were, the whole business, commerce, the whole Vilna is totally in this ledger, can't find it. Chaim Uzer said, don't fret, don't worry. He sat with another empty ledger, and he wrote the whole ledger with all the names of the Malven, the Loive, the date, the amount of money, for thousands, he wrote all about that. Anyway, Livisov, they found the ledger, and guess what? Every date, every amount of money, every name was Meduyuk B'chazir B'yam. And Chaim Uzer, who knew everything, no zik, no shikha, he benched from the sitter. So even though you and I are wise guys and we all know benching upside down, inside out, like Ashrei, it's good like to bench from a sitter, just by the way. But there's the hirut, have you the hirut? What does the hirut do? Nishner does. You know how many brachas are there in benching? Huh? There are three midaraisa, right? Moshe, Yeshua, and Baba Shlema. And Chazal added what? Toiv HaMeitiv, because the Gemara brachas that when the Arugei Beitar, who were killed, you know why they were killed? Because they weren't Mis'abel and Chur Beis HaMikdash Karoy. And they made a wall of their bodies, right? Around the Kerem of Andreyonus Kitzer, right? And for 7 years, for whatever, and they were protected. And for 7 years, the Kerem didn't need Zevel, all from the blood spilling out. And the Besav, all the years and throughout all the elements, being Belay Yisrichu, and the Unitim the Kvura. Can I ask you a question? It's really a great miracle, wonderful. What in the world is this Shaykhah to benching? Can I know? Hello?
Of course,
Huh?
Akoras
HaToyv. Hele, Akoras HaToyv. Say, Alanis, what does this got to do with the Toychim of Bela? Okay. What is the Havamina in the Gemara, in Erechim, we quoted above, Abdalvid, that Kehanim should be potter when they eat Nishar and Menachos, right? From benching because that is a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah. Asher Alkin, what? Why should you have to bench? Why is the habit of the Gemara after Rishus? Yes? Nachazach. The Yerushalmi said in Trumas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, declares whether a person who's intoxicated, you had one too many drinks at your meal, could you bench or not?
Beim Aviyur.
Huh?
Beim Aviyur, if not benching.
My dear, sweet, holy brother, you may be Svora, right? But Vosel Mintan, as Yerushalmi says, you have to bench. And so it's Paskin and Arachayim, Simen Kut, Vechez, Zimtal. Even, Afilu, Nishtachar, Kukachar, Shekin, Yochel, Adam, Karoi, you have to bench your Chazamot. Stel sich the Shailim. By Davin, can you Davin when you're drunk? Gemara and Erev in Dasa Machdal. You can. Not only can you not, your Tvila also used to Eiv. Stel sich the Shailim. Why benching Davka? Are you allowed to bench when you're shikr, half shikr, and davening you can't? It's the same Abish. Hello? The fact the chumra of Birchas Avos. Let me ask you another question. Benching is the rice. Hello? What about the bracha rishon? You know, is that the rice or the rabban? Why do you got to make a bracha beforehand? So every school child knows when you have short trousers, in the beginning of Ketan Mavorchim, it's a svar called the chaymer. If you're already satiated, you have to bench, thank God. Then halach is kama v'kama if you're hungry now. Yeah? That's a kal v'chum. Hello? Can I ask you a question? Tosfos asks Al-Azhar, if it's a kal v'chum, what? It's midraisa. But you and I know, the Gabbai Balkari, it says that bracha achreina, the benching is the raisa, bracha rishon is the rabbana. We just told me the kal v'chum. Nishnagos, the Bnei Yeshua asks, L'chura, the whole Indian of benching, of thanking the Eibishter, expressing your gratitude, right, is a svara. Right? Yeah? It's a svara. Also, who said, who made this food yours? Also, it's a svara. You got to ask the Eibishter Rishus. Hello? Shtelz of the Kash asked Bnei Yeshua, a svara is also their Isa. How do you know Hamayti b'chaver olav arayif? Gemara b'bekamet d'apnevo. Svari. How do you know that apesha also apesha yitu gemara b'zuvis? Svari. So benching is logical, rational. Hello? Yeah? So why is the bracha rishayna, why is the bracha rishayna not midaraisa? But it's not deraisa, Tosfos Brura. To add insult to injury, another kasha. The Re'emeth, the Beis Yisrael, Parshas Vayera, Tavshin Tes, says B'Shem's, first year was Rebbe, asked B'Shem's father, Muri Deyakash. You remember the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu all the Iver B'Shavim came to him after they ate what? They said, we want to thank him. He said, don't, not mine, it's the Abishter's. You have to give praise to the what? The one who gave us the food. Hello? But if you tell me, Kal V'Chomer, after you eat, you mevorech, Lefonel Lekol Shkein, so why didn't they make a bracha rishon? Hello? Is the Charaya Al-Korch, says Rav Amshor, you have to say that the idea of benching, right, is not what you and I think. That it's sort of something giving the Abishter praise, gratitude, thanksgiving for whatever. It's something much deeper. Bifchal, he says, Haidah only applies after you benefit. You're thanking, giving Haidah, you're right? For something you benefit. If you haven't benefited yet, there's no reason to give thanksgiving if you haven't gotten it yet.
Malachim by Avraham Avinu.
My dear, sweet, holy brother, ask a rabbi. Oh. I can talk to you for hours.
Lost the same rabbi.
Find a rabbi. We talk about it for the whole shit. Did they eat it? Did they not eat? Well, okay, hello. Right? The chlal one has to understand is benching is a school of roof. You know, everyone today, if I tell the guy here, the tzara, stand in the mikveh, right, upside down, take a pitul, cook your gimel 300 times, everyone, every Michigan school you found from some Sephardi guy with a turban or some Rebbe Borough Park, everyone comes. Benching, the Chitrachin who says, the Kabbalah from Rabbi Yisrael, benching is the school of Furufut, benching is the school of Parnos, benching is the school of every Arich Yomim, benching is the school of Zikor, benching is the school of Ravona in Teir, etc., etc., etc. Hello? Why people aren't medactic in benching, because the thing is, the Chetusherim once asked the Chosser, just came back from Chosser. What did the Chosker have to say? Right? He said he can't understand how is it possible. Avraham Avinu was Megayer Geir, Machtar Chosker. Through benching, how is it possible that we eat, we bench, and we don't have Yerushalayim? Hashem answered, Elef Yagut Teri. By me as a child, how could you eat and that doesn't bring the Yerushalayim? That's the whole Shema. But I want to ask you with another Kashi, if you can't think of Kashi number 10. I saw in the Sefer, Shailamur, Murid in the Word. Birchas HaMozen is Gimatria 730. Again, one Gimatria, otherwise you'll have to withdraw some deeds. Right? You'll whatever. Rotten day. Hello? The words, Birchas HaMozen is Gimatria 700. What is 730? Like, hello? Said it's like. If you take the Rashi Tevis and Rashi Tevis of Yichud Yiloy Chetot, Shema Yisrael Hashem Olikeinu Hashem Achad, Baruch Shem Tunu Chulavod, Rashi Tevis are 730. Because benching is connected to Yichud Yiloy Chetot, Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem, and therefore since the Zohar says that Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem is the close of the keystone, the Eben all of Torah, therefore 730 also begin matching your Torah Yichud Avayad. You could be a genius, very shlema. Michael is Gimatria 91, which is a Vayad. It's all connected to Zichu. Hello? Which, by the way, 730, you may remember the Megalamukis in Parashas Bukhoisai. Tarech Lefonai Shulchan Rosh Hashanah. 730. And when you eat properly and you bench, it's like your Shulchan becomes a Mizbeach. And therefore, it's at the bottom, Tmimim. Shnayim Layoim, again, Rosh Hashanah 730, right? Which is how many carbon tomes do you bring up a year? Hello, there's 365 days in the Shnat Chama, 365 times 2, 730, which is also the Gematria, says the Alamukas, right? Nochosh Akrov is Gematria 730. When there's two types of Yetzer Haras. For chamimus and for krirus, as you do it, as Emma says, the same svarim. And therefore, when you bench, you're taken out of the nochash akav. We'll soon see nochash akav how it comes into the picture later. But hello, I'm a simple guy. Can anyone explain to me what in the world are we talking about? What in the world is simple benching at a piece of bread, right? What is that going to do with Shema Yisrael and Kavatir Rekula and a protection from the Yitzhahara, etc.? There's a simple mahalach given in Svarim. The Re'emah says this in the Kli Torah. Rebbeir Simcha says this in Meshech Chochmah, this is Parashah. The Gemara in Bracha says, where, from whence came the Cheto Egel? It was a function of Vayishman, Yishurun, Vayivit. And the Gemara had Hainu Dabra, Imshia, Mole, Kreise, Zinabish. A person got a full Voich, right? He's full of evil. The Chval, it says in Svar Makdashim. You remember there was a lady called Rivka somewhere down the line? Hello? Yeah? Above it, yeah? And she was told, Shnei Goyim, Ushnei Lumim, the Svar Makdashim explains, Mei Ayich, from the Mei Ayich, from the way you eat, that divides, one goes to Rishus, and one goes to Tvimus, the difference between Yankim and Esav starts, the Mei Ayich, you see the whole bracha of the Yankim. First of all, how was Yankim, how was Esav Mufkid from the Bechira and the brachas? Vayechal, Vayesh, he eats like a camel, whatever. Vayidas Gufas, Vayibas Esav, that's a Bechira. And then the brachas later come after to Achila, etc., etc. Because a person, Vayishman Yishurun, Vayivat, right? That's what the Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat. The Gemara brachas, you're not allowed to eat before Al-Tzlich Al-Adam. If you do so, it's gaiva, because when a person is satiated, you got everything going for him, he becomes full of himself, right? So the Eibishter gave us a mitzvah of Birchas Hamozen, not just as some less one said in my youth, the old benching boils down to rub it dub thanks to the grub ye got.
Hey?
No. Rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub. You know, hey, Misha, thank you. That's not what benching is about. The word of benching is that the Eibishter gave us a key. How to what? The something, the chumri is the gasus, the behemoth of a person. If ruach behavior and this lamato came along, benching, then Arken, there's a bashefer, there's a creator, and through that, your whole shulchan, your whole eating, your whole life is transformed, whatever. Asher, I'll get it, understand. When did the Torah mechayiv the rice in benching? Dafka, when it says above the Rambam, go with Eretz Yisrael. The Kesef, the Zav, Yirbalach, and they have the Chalta, the Zavota, and then the Shachachta, the Hashem. Right? Therefore, Vaker benching is the school for Zikor. Right? Asher, I'll get. That's the pircha of the Kal V'Chomer, because there's a Zaveyam of Orech, because you're royal like Kol Shgein. Hello? Aye, but it's not us. It's as if it's a Svar, Kal V'Chomer. It should be the Raisa. Because there's a pircha of the Kal V'Chomer. Because when is there the endless Indian of benching is beside this, when a person is in a matzah of Dafka Sfir, then he becomes Sisu Bnei Meyai. And then he can forget. Dafka Baruch, when it's the Chal V'Zabotah, then you need benching. Mashayin came beforehand. You with me? With this answers the Ibrahimas to get it ever. By other brachas, is there a shear? A person goes to the Beis HaKov, and afterwards he's mechuyev to say Asher Yotzeh. And whatever happened, I don't know, the fire alarm went off and he got vertrachten, he didn't say Asher Yotzeh. Could you say Asher Yotzeh afterwards? Yeah, no shear. Birchas HaTayr L'Acharel. No shear. You know, he's. Yeah. Why that's good by benching? There's a shear to the eagle. But the Iker Kvetcher is a sphere. If it's rubber dub dub, it's just thanking the Eibishter, thanking him for the Hakar Satoiv. So if I invite you to my house and I give you a wonderful 7-course, 5-star meal, can I give you Thanksgiving tomorrow, send you a card, flowers, and thanks? You know, why not? So why can't I thank the Eibishter for the food even after G'day Shirikul? Hello? Mm-hmm. Now here's the word to something else. The purpose of benching is to be menatrel, as I say in modern Hebrew, to neutralize the chumrius, the gasus, the behemothite of the Michael, which will lower you down, and therefore it can only be done k'dei shir sviya, which that is the time. Therefore, it's after the Hebrew. Now I understand what's the inyan of Yom HaMisa, because Chazal say ultimately what is the biggest, with Yom HaMisa, okay, beta. How, we'll talk about it later, maybe, fine. How does it fit in? Because the ikker, hardest, most effective emergency measure against the Eitz Hara, Fadrein you, the Kuchi Weitz Am Yadi, is, hey guy, you're eating now, yeah? Marbe Basar, Marbe Rimo, right? And Yaskili, and Mamiso, that's what gives a burst in Hakora and what's important in life and what's not. You understand? Hello. Lethiza is rest also, we asked the Shaila, why is benching different than Tfilah? feel if you're drunk, you had one too many, can't have it. That's logical. That's how you stand and talk to the Bashefer. Huh? Why by benching you have to bench even when you're drunk? How goofball. Your wine went into you and now you're really like a mood of Kalas Rush, right? Now Dafka you have to bench, and the benching has to flip you out of your, you know, Yayin Kosha, Pachat Lefiga, and that's gonna. You with me? So the Ikir is that seven Svarim Adesh and Davoida Vachila is something incredibly holy. I got no time to elaborate, right? By the way, you remember a Gemara in Brochus where the Gemara says, Amar Bishmol, Har Be Osuku Rashbi, but also the other, yeah? And the obvious question is, this was Emes and Ekev, Tafei Shlamet Gimel, asked the obvious question. Harbe Osuku Rashbi, remember they sat learning Torah, Terosi, Nosi, Yoim of the Laila, putting their feet in the cold water. How could it be like also them? They have the Maila Fair and Nosi and Nosi. It means like also the other. Explain this for a short speech about seven. The Iker of a person in this world is to take Velt, Gashmias, in all Velt. There's Nitzutis of Kedusha, Nafshem, we have this Art of Kedua, Vashem to Taich. There's Nitzutis which are begging, pleading for redemption. Adarab is transformed in the shamas of whatever, Hadotikun. They go into the food, they go into the earth, they go into the flowers, they go into the vegetables, and they're begging for a tikkun, right? And that's Shach, by the way, it says in Pirkei Avos, Shleisha she'ochlu al shulchan echot. And you don't say Divrei Torah, Abay Tzorah, and you do say Divrei Torah, it's Mizbeh. Well, what's going on here? Who are the Shleisha she'ochlu al shulchan echot? The Doimim Tzimeach and Chai. Doimim, the earth, the minerals, right? The goes into the plant life. The behemoths now eat the plant, the vegetables, the whatever, the crops. Man eats the behemoth. So by you eating with Shemayim, with a bracha of anel, bracha chorei, a kidaboy, right? You're maila doimim Tzimeach and Chai. So the sefer Yagel Yankiv from the Mishkan Tzedayim. When you're sitting at your table, is shloisha k'ochlu g'echad, together with the doim and tzemei echad. You could be ma'ilit, or you could be that part of the Gemara in Sochem, that one test. Ama oret osr lechel bosa. Why? Because Ama oret doesn't know how to be ma'ilit. Mash enke in a tamil chacham can. But only people who have no tithes or touch it, like Mufke from Ben Amaz. That's the madrega of Shur Bechoy. What's madrega of Shur Bechoy? If he's terosi and nosi, and he's eating nothing with nothing, kartruvim or whatever, with a bit of water. Hello? How is he mailing the tzutzis? I eat a steak, I eat a chlis, whatever. I am mailing the tzutzis, right? But how does he hello? The answer is, b'kitzer, mamash al-kleya mazleg, the famous Archaim HaKadosh. What is the purpose of eating going to Golos? So we all know. The Gemara says in Tzachim, even when the Golos Hoysvalim Gerim, which are Rizotaitis and Nitzutis of Kedusha, so wherever you go, there are Nitzutis that you could be married. You go on a picnic in the summertime, and you go picnic in Manchester, but whatever, maybe there's one clear day somewhere in the future, and you go in a Chalishvat Yoran, and you sit on a park bench with your kids, with your Einiblach, and you make up, you bench, and you say it's a Divrei Torah, and then you're mailed this place. Since Brias Oilum, this place in Alish Matyar was waiting for Yid to come and bench and you might. But the Chura we say that they had to Einu Kalim and Merzay. If we wouldn't have sinned, we wouldn't have been in Golos. So how would we mailed the gainer from all? The answer said the Rachaim HaKadosh Yadua, because basically Segula, Torah, Kedusha is like an evidence, it's like a magnet. If you would live Kedavoy, then you would have to go to schlep in this bit of intergolos. The Nitzutzit Kedusha in all the nature door will come to you, like Malka Shva comes to Shlomo Amel. You didn't yet, so therefore kumt ois, you could be mailing the Nitzutzit without even eating. That's the Madrega of Shnur Bayachoy. Har they also, Kirv Shnur Bayachoy, Buloi also be Yoda means they weren't able to achieve the beater of Velt, right? That Shnur Bayachoy was. Right, you hear what I'm saying? It's a higher Madrid. Kunt ois, what is the purpose of the whole world? To reveal Malchus, Hashem is born of the whole world. The Yichud of Yichud, the Lo Yichud, the Hashem, the Kenu, the Kenu of Hashem, the Teva, that name is the Mailim of the Teva, in Teva, Baruch Shem Kibbeh Chud Etatot, Etavke, in this world, what happens if the person doesn't bench, he's not deserving brochas? You know what happens to him? So the Gemara says, a person who eats without a brocha is chover hu le'ish mashkes. He's a chover doesn't mean literally, he's like him. But he's attached to, he's a chibur, with a guy called Yeravim ben Avot, Shehishchas and Yisrael, Avim Shemayim. What is the chet of Yeravim ben Avot? Avayit Zor. Avayit Zor means you make something in the world separate, independent of the Re'ah Kedush. The avoid of benching is this chibur of a yid, even in his eating, even in his gashmias, the chaber with the Eidush. Asher Alkein, you can now understand, by the way, why the Sefer HaChinuch says that because of the school of a parnos. Why is that? Because there's a Mishnah in the end of Kiddush. The Mishnah says, Omar Rav Leroy, who is it? Yeah? Because if I had a choice of any type of activity, what would I choose? Tell you. Why is that? Right? Re'isa, the Gemara says, Re'isa mi'amecha chaya v'oiv she'esh lehem umnus. You ever see a chaya v'oiv? You think they go to Cambridge and to Oxford and they get a degree and have to work 9 to 5 and no. The hein is barnesim shaloyim. V'ani loyim nivresi elo shamnish is koyim. So why am I misparnes bitzar? El harioisi is masai v'kipachti is chor. Because I messed up. Hello? What do you mean you messed up? Right? Because the emes is the whole breed. Doimim, tzimeya, chai is crying out, come to a yid, who's going to eat me l'shem shemayim, who's going to make a bracha rishoyna, bracha achreina, and it'll be easy. It should be the mitzvah is coming to you. Why do I have parnosa bitar? Because how are you see us mas? Where does, by the way, where does the idea that you have to horav, the zeyas apecha toichalecha, where does this come from? Chedei tzedas. Who sinned by the chedei tzedas? Who's the seducer? Who was the one who was a guy by the name of Nochash? And the Gemara said that if you were Zoicha, a person would have two Nochashim, one he sent the Tzofin, one the Dorin, picking up all the Zavantay, Margolius, whatever, right? Oh, we messed up, right? Therefore, you have Parnosa problems, you have health problems, you don't have a Rechus, you have all the Tzoras in the world. But if you would be Zoicha, by the way, what was the sin of Adam and Chava? If I'm not mistaken, I was a child when I learned it, but I think it was to do with midi lechila, like eating. And hence, says Reb Tzadik in numerous places, kum t'oyis that the sheirish of all avera, whatever, is achila, negative, right? What does nochor stand for? Anybody know? Galmuke says it's a ribu mekayim, it's far my vision. Nochor is Rashi Tevis, nochor chamor sher. The klippis of chamur and shur come from the nochash. Ilu zachinu, right? The chamur and shur would have been used by men together. You sin, therefore the isra materially sacrish the shur. Says the customer rabbi, Yitzchak Berlin. You know what the gimachia of nochash, shur, and chamur is? A second gimachia, okay? Take a guess, everybody. 1118, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Aligeinu Hashem. The whole idea of benching, that's why benching, Michael is Havaya. Michael is Havaya Adnai. That's why we said before the Birchas Hamazon and the Rashi Tevis of Shema Yisrael of Baruch Shem. The whole idea of benching is to ois edel the mensch that you're not here in this world just to eat some sushi and pizza, right? It's the, and therefore by being Zohir in benching, you get all the Eibishter's bracha, that's tikkun, to remove a person from the zuah masanochar. That's why Arugei Beitar are connected to this. Because Arugei Beitar, you need kfur. What do you need kfur for? To prepare the body, to get rid of the zuah, that's why the body decomposes that. Right? The Eibishter health and taka, which is so, I think I have one thing to learn from the shir is bench properly, bench with the chasidr, bench with kambana, bench the way you daven. The invitation from the Esra, right? That's the way you should bench, and the aim should help in the Chassidus Shavuot. That's from Shlomo Kalliner. V'chalta v'savota u'beirachta, right? Our sviya should come from the beirachta, from the benching. Benching gufa is the source that a Jew is happy and has all that he needs in life.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Hey, it is.